Howdy, folks. I understand that the population of America is about 20% denser than it was 10 years ago. Judging by some people I know, I was afraid it was worse than that. This is Pat Buttram for delicious double mint chewing gum with just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Just entertainment. But boy, oh boy, just 109 years ago today, there was entertainment in a great big way out around Coloma, California. Because on January 24th, 1848, they discovered gold out there. You know that yellow stuff they fill teeth with, gold? Nobody knocks it. They Fort Knox it. I'm not adverse to making a little witticism now and then, you notice? Good old Fort Knox, Kentucky, though. I understand that in all those countries in Europe that we send money to, whenever they hear somebody sing "My Old Kentucky Home," they bow their heads and drool a little. Well, the Jack Halloran Quartet, they're great gold prospectors. And here's a little nugget they just dug up. Little Liza Jane.
Oh, oh, Eliza. Oh, Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Little Liza Jane.
Liza Jane. Liza Jane.
You've got a gal and I got none.
Little Liza Jane.
Come, my love, and be my one.
Little Liza Jane.
I got a house in Baltimore.
Little Liza Jane.
Streetcar running by the door.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh,
oh, oh, Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh, Eliza. Little Liza Jane. Liza Jane.
Brussels carpet on the floor.
Little Liza Jane.
Silver door plate on the door.
Little Liza Jane.
Front door steps are clean and white.
Little Liza Jane.
Window panes shine so bright.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh,
oh, oh, Eliza.
Little Liza Jane.
Oh, oh, Eliza. Little Liza Jane.
Come, my love, and live with me. Little Liza Jane. I'll take very good care of thee. Little Liza Jane. Oh,
Liza Jane, this is such a simple song. Little Liza Jane, we could sing it all day long. Little Liza Jane, but just in case you'd like a rest, Little Liza Jane, to end this song we'll do our best. Little old Liza Jane.
Oh, oh,
oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, oh,
oh. Little Liza Jane.
You know, I was just thinking, some of you folks listening to Just Entertainment now, you've had lunch already. Some of you are about to. But there's one nice thing about double mint chewing gum. You can enjoy it before meals, after meals, or in between meals. Because chewing wholesome double mint before meals or in between meals, it helps keep you satisfied without being all filled up, you know. Kind of keep your appetite out of mischief. And also, you chew double mint after every meal as a pleasant aid for digestion and to help keep your teeth clean and looking their best. You know, I was speaking of gold a while ago. Reminds me that women are supposed to have more of it in America than men. Seems that husbands pass on quicker than wives, and this leaves a lot of golden widows. Of course, some widows get married again, pressing their luck, maybe. And they say that widows who cry easy, they get new husbands soonest. Well, I guess there's nothing like wet weather for transplanting. And with that agricultural tidbit, we come to Paula Richards and the quartet singing Blue Room.
Now that you are home again, dear, our dreams will come true.
In our little home, dear, there's a room for two.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two room, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where you can smoke your pipe away with my wee head upon your knee.
We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses, with Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs.
I'll sew my trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs. I'll sew my trousseau, and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as a blue room far away upstairs.
You know, there's one thing, too, I wanted to explain about Double Mint. You won't have any trouble getting it because Double Mint dealers, they're nice people, and you'll find them everywhere. And Double Mint comes in a cheerful green package. It's right out there where you can see it. Just make sure it says Double Mint. Well, that means it's Buttram bonus time, and I guess you ladies know how confusion it is to us men folks sometimes. The way some women, they're forever changing the color of their hair. Personally, I don't think it's any of my business, but a fellow I know wrote a rhyme about it, and this being our day for poetry, I might as well read it as any. Here it is now. It's the story of Sally McNally O'Toole, a girl that I knew in the days back at school. Sal was the kind you frequently find who never seems able to make up their mind. A charming young thing and no fool. The hair of her head was as black as the night, as black as a raven, a beautiful sight. And as she grew older, her friends often told her, it fell like Niagara Falls down her shoulder. Black satin and silk it was, quite. But Sally O'Toole wasn't happy at all with hair that was black as a billiard eight ball. She had a preponderance of gloomy despondence. She wanted to be, if she could, just a blonde once. From brunette to blonde, that was all. She went to a beauty shop, asked for a dye. They said, okay, madam, we'll give it a try. So several hours later, this hep alligator had hair that was blonde as a boiled potato, as blonde as a fresh lemon pie. Time passed, the hair was beginning to fade to a wishy-washy, miserable dishwater shade. So Sally then said, a bright apple red. That's the color I want on my head. So that was the color they made. And then she tried out a green from the Emerald Isle. Then orange when oranges came into style. And without stopping to think, she tried out a pink. Then threw all her dyes in a rage down the sink. And said, I'll try black for a while. By this time, however, the years had their say. Sal was November, and gone was the May. Give it back, my hair that was black. She cried and she cried, but alas and alack, the hair that was black came back gray. I see her sometimes. She's all neat and trig, and as lively and pert as a fast Irish jig. She takes such good care of her beautiful hair that people occasionally turn round and stare at her wonderful, wonderful wig. Well, that's our buttram bonus for today. Kind of hair-raising there for a while. Let's listen now to some hair-raising music here. Paula Richards and the boys in the orchestra and A Foggy Day.
A foggy day in London town. It had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing possibly last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you right and through foggy London town, the sun was shining every way.
Ah, very pretty. Well, that's just entertainment for today. But come tomorrow, we'll all be back. Just stay relaxed, Lynn, will you? And you know, a right smart way to be relaxed is to chew smooth double mint. Satisfying, relaxing double mint gum. Well, this is Pat Buttram. Before I go, I want to say happy 20th anniversary to radio station WDWS, Champaign, Illinois. Another thing I want to say is, the way I see it lately, England seems to be an island entirely surrounded by hot water. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network.